In 1954, famous American architect Frank Lloyd Wright, at the age of 87, designed a home for a Mr. and Mrs. Bachman Wilson along the banks of the Millstone River in Somerset County, New Jersey. The modest structure had been painstakingly restored in recent years, but had become subject to intermittent flooding, so it was placed on the market for relocation. Crystal Bridges acquired it in 2013, and it will be reconstructed here, just steps from the museum's south entrance. Several dozen workers negotiate a concrete foundation pour this frigid, cloudy morning on a muddy site carved out of a mountainside. Project spokesperson Scott Eccleston, director of grounds and facilities at the museum, said the house is safely stored for the moment, but took rigorous documentation to take apart.
You take it apart piece by piece, you label everything over and over and over, and you compare it with a drawing, and then you bring in somebody that can ship a house like this, and they loaded it up. J.B. Hunt, our partners there, piece by piece, and brought it the entire distance back here to Bentonville, Arkansas.
Eccleston describes the project as almost archaeological.
Very few people get to take apart a Frank Lloyd Wright house and see the bones.
Including faux materials and mistakes. But the home comes fully furnished.
It's the complete house. I mean, we're talking from the linens to, of course, to the built-ins and to the freestanding furniture as well.
The Crystal Bridges team are also mindful about staging the home site.
When you take the sidewalk and you see a sign that says the Frank Lloyd Wright House here at Crystal Bridges, we will take you back in time, back into the 1950s. It'll be a landscape that you literally will feel like you will float to the house. It will have the natural aspect of all Frank Lloyd Wright houses and the rock walls that tie with Crystal Bridges, but it will be an uninterrupted turf that will literally take you to the front door.
The Bachman Wilson House was one of Wright's Usonian-style homes, a philosophy he espoused that aimed to provide fine architecture to moderate-income American families. The concept of affordable single-story open-floored hearth-centered homes emerged from Wright's sumptuous prairie style. But Usonian homes, by comparison, are spare, constructed with concrete blocks, sandwiched wall panels, mahogany beams, and lots of floor-to-ceiling glass. The original cost for this one?
Close to $55,000.
Scott Eccleston would not divulge the museum's purchase price. And sadly, Wright's Usonian dream was never realized, given most of the 60-plus Usonian homes he designed ended up being custom and more costly. After the Bachman Wilson home acquisition was completed, museum staff approached the UA School of Architecture for interpretive help late last year. Santiago Perez, assistant professor in the UA's Faye Jones School of Architecture, and his students designed and are installing an orientation pavilion entryway leading up to the house.
It's been a year-long process with three separate groups of students in three design studios. At the same time, it's a sponsored research project. And so, as an investigator on that, I'm looking at this as a way to advance beyond what's typically called design build to something new, which is a merger of digital fabrication and traditional construction, what I'm calling design fab.
In 2006, Perez established SRP Lab, just south of the UA campus in Fayetteville, a fab craft space which combines advanced digital fabrication and computation with traditional craft practices, a hybrid discipline being brought to bear in this pavilion project.
Okay. Especially on this plastic. So obviously we're still in process and under construction. We were able to prefabricate all of these components back at the school at the Fab Lab. And by the time they were brought out here, we were able to install most of what you see here above the deck in about 2 days. So it went up very fast.
The curving 400-square-foot cedar and steel plate structure, to be clad in a milky luminous resin exterior with windows, will complement both Wright's house and museum's novel architecture, designed by Moshe Safdie.
All along, we were very conscious of our relationship, both being between the main museum buildings and the future Bachman Wilson House is under reconstruction right now. So we were sort of midway between Moshe Safdie and Frank Lloyd Wright, and that's a tough place to be. So, but we also noticed the wooded landscape around us, and it became very clear that we had to relate not only to the museum and to the Bachman Wilson House, but to nature. So the shape that you see is very fluid. There's very little in the way of 90-degree angles in this project.
And Professor Press, as he's learned alongside with his students.
Well, you know, there are a lot of emotions. It's very humbling. It's an honor to do this. It's scary at times. A while back, I gave a lecture presuming to know something about Frank Lloyd Wright, which, you know, I have taken a few students out to Taliesin West in Arizona and taught out there for a short while. But really, I was through this project, I have begun to understand really the incredible legacy that Wright left us.
Inside the museum south entrance this morning, 8 fifth-year U of A architecture students place finishing touches on an exhibition base that will hold a scale model they built of the Bachman Wilson House. Student Andrew Schock speaks for his colleagues.
We tried to make an exhibition out of the base. So the base has 5 pull-out drawers, so you can learn more about the house with each drawer. And it's the idea that we want people to get closer to the model and learn more about the house instead of staying away from the base and model like you usually do in a museum. It like invites you in by having the drawers that you kind of pull out the section and plan and fun facts about the house.
This project is being led by Gregory Herman, associate professor in the Faye Jones School of Architecture.
The centerpiece of what we have prepared is this very substantial model, which includes the Bachman Wilson House. It will have the viewing pavilion on it. It includes a fragment of the South Pavilion. I'm glancing at it as I speak to you, so I can don't forget anything. A fragment of the South entrance, which we're standing in right now. The purpose of the model is to help orient folks who are coming to see the house. They'll get a little taste of the house before they go to see it. Also, if it's a blustery or otherwise inclement day, they can get some experience of the house without having to stand outside in the weather.
Gregory Herman says this museum-sited research studio project for his students has been a great success.
It's a dream team of amazing students that have really done their best work this semester. Very proud of them.
Frank Lloyd Wright's Bachman Wilson House will be available for study as well as for limited programming and tours beginning in the spring of next year, opening to the wider public in June. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.